The special favor of Allah, Holy Allah. The universe is the body and its soul, Holy Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ ماشاء اللہ عز و جل ویلکم بیک ٹو آور پروگرام یسٹرڈے ٹوڈے and tomorrow. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. In this program, we talk about a beautiful personality and what lessons we can learn from their beautiful life. And today, another great scholar of deen, a great personality and such a great wali of his time, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we're going to be learning about the beautiful life and works of Sayyidina Bahauddin Zakariya Multani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. Bahauddin Zakariya Multani Rahmatullah Alayh, beautiful Mazar-e-Pak in Multan Sharif in Pakistan. We're going to learn about his life and what we can learn from his life. And subhanAllah, as I was reading through his life story, subhanAllah, such amazing personality and so much that we can learn from him as well. As always, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, please stay with us during the program. There is no need to go anywhere and watch the program. And inshallah, let's immerse ourselves in the life of this great personality. But before we do anything, as well, alhamdulillah, as always, we recite the blessing of the reciting durood and salam upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's quoted in Majma'u Zawaid that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever recites durood upon me 100 times, so martaba jisne durood paak padha, Allah Azza wa Jal will write between his eyes, thus this person is free from hypocrisy and the fire of hell. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In the 7th Hijri, it's a story at the time of the 7th Hijri, a kafila of some businessmen were traveling in a ship. And as the journey was being done, a great tufan, came, and the ship started to, it felt like as if the ship was about to capsize. There was so much, the waves, massive waves were banging against the ship. And everyone was worried and really scared as to what's going to happen. Amongst them was a personality, and his name was Khawaja Kamaluddin Saud Sherwani. And he said to the people that, don't worry, make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and whatever money we have, give 1/3 as sadaqah, charity in the court of Allah, to give our wealth in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. So people, everyone, they all decided that, as soon as this storm has gone, and we reach to our destination with safety, we'll give 1/3 of our wealth in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. All of a sudden, they saw a small boat coming towards them. And as the boat was coming towards them, they saw a very beautiful personality. And as the boat was coming to closer to the ship, the storm was subsiding. It was getting weaker and weaker and weaker. And subhanAllah, all of the people reached their destination without any problems. And when they reached the shores, everyone agreed, and everyone gave 1/3 of their wealth to Khawaja Kamaluddin Sherwani. And that personality, that buzurg, was the Peer o Murshid of Sayyidina Khawaja Kamaluddin Sherwani. And one of the person, his name was Fakhruddin Gilani. And Fakhruddin Gilani was given the task to give this wealth to the Peer o Murshid of Khawaja Kamaluddin Sherwani. And as they reached to Multan Sharif, they gave all the wealth to the Peer o Murshid of Kamaluddin Sherwani. And their Peer o Murshid gave all the wealth, which is more than 700,000 rupees in wealth. And they gave everything in the way of Allah. They gave it charity, they gave it to the poor people. And Fakhruddin Gilani, he was so impressed with this that, you know, who is this personality? He's not even kept one single rupee for himself and he's given everything in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. So he decided that he will stay there and spend the rest of his time in Multan Sharif. Now, who was this personality? Let me read out some of the titles that were given to this personality. This personality was Shaykhul Islam, Ra'isul Awliya, Tajul Arifin, Ghothul Alameen, Hafiz, Qari, Muhaddith, Arif, Shaykh Bahauddin, Abu Muhammad, Zakariya, Sohrawardi, Multani, Quddisa Sirruhu Nurani. Subhanallah. He was the Shaykh Bahauddin Zakariya Multani, in short as we know him today. And he was the one that gave all the wealth in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, just a bit about Shaykh, we're going to be learning about Shaykh Bahauddin Zakariya Multani Rahmatullah Alayhi. He was born on the 27th of Ramadan al-Mubarak in 566 Hijri, being the 3rd of June 1171. Now we're in 2025. So you can imagine it's been what, nearly 900 years ago. And he was born on a Friday in Zilla Layya, in a small area called Kot Karod. And he was born early in the morning. And subhanallah, Shaykh Zakariya Multani rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he comes from the lineage of the great Sahabi Sayyidina Habbar bin Aswad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And if they go back in their lineage, 21 generations down, they meet with the grandfather of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Qusay bin Kilab. So therefore, they are Qurayshi family. So they came from the family of Quraysh. So he was a Qurayshi as well. And he goes back to the family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. In the book is written about his lineage, Bahauddin Zakariya Multani bin Muhammad Ghoth bin Sheikh Abu Bakr bin Sheikh Jalaluddin bin Sheikh Ali Qazi bin Sheikh Shamsuddin Muhammad bin Hussein bin Abdullah bin Hussein bin Mutarif bin Khuzaima bin Hazim bin Muhammad bin Mutarif bin Abdul Rahim bin Abdul Rahman bin Habbar bin Aswad bin Mutalib bin Asad bin Abdul Uzza bin Qusay. So 21 generations he meets with the family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And his father, Mawlana Wajihuddin Muhammad Ghaus bin Kamaluddin Abu Bakr rahmatullah alayhi, was a very, very great scholar of his time as well. And his mother, Bibi Fatima rahmatullah alayha, she was the daughter of Mawlana Hasamuddin Tirmizi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So even his, you know, family from his father's side and the family from his mother's side, they were all great scholars of their time. Now, there is, you know, if you look at this pattern, most of the awliya ikram, not all of them, but most of the awliya ikram, if you see, they all came from a very, very pious family. So this tells us that if we want a pious children, a pious lineage, then we need to be pious ourselves. We need to be punctual in our salah. We need to be punctual in reading the Quran. Then can we, inshallah, azza wa jal, become pious as well. They came to Pakistan after Hajjaj bin Yusuf sent a convoy to Sindh. And Bahauddin Zakariya Multani, rahmatullah alayhi, his forefathers, Sayyidina Tajuddin Mutarif Khawazim, he settled in Khawazim. And Bahauddin Zakariya Multani rahmatullah alayhi's grandfather Kamaluddin Ali Shah, 5th Sidri mein Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi. So he came to Multan Sharif with Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that great Sultan. Very famous story about Mahmud Ghaznavi and Ayaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Their stories are so much that we can learn from them. So Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullahi alayhi, when he came to Multan, Shaykh Kamaluddin Ali Shah, who was one of the grandfathers of Zakariya Multani rahmatullah alayhi, he also migrated to Multan Sharif as well. And they all settled in a place called Kot Karod. And he was, by Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullah alayhi, he was chosen as the Qazi, the Chief Justice. And then from him, his son Shaykh Jalaluddin, then Abu Bakr, and then Bahauddin Zakariya Multani rahmatullah alayhi's father, Mawlana Wajihuddin, he became the Chief Justice as well. And his grandfather, his nana, Sheikh Maulana Hasamuddin Tirmizi rahmatullah alayh, he left his places where he was born, and they all moved to Kot Karod, which is in Zilla Laya in Punjab in Pakistan. Now Sheikh Bahauddin Zakaria Multani rahmatullah alayh was known as a Madar Zad Wali. Madar Zad Wali means that he was born a Waliullah. And even when he was born, you know, the people that looked at him and they observed him, they say that we could see the signs of piety and taqwa on him as well. And he says that even when he was a child in the month of Ramadan, he would not drink milk during the day as if he was fasting as well. And subhanAllah, Shaykh Wajiuddin Muhammad Ghosh, his father, whenever he would read the Quran, Shaykh Bahauddin Zakaria Multani rahmatullah alayh would be listening to his father. Even if he was drinking milk, he would stop drinking and pour his full attention to the recitation of the glorious Quran. So from a very, very small childhood age, you see that Zakaria Multani rahmatullah alayh had that love and that passion for the sake of deen as well. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, at the age of 7 years old, he became a hafiz of Quran. Subhanallah. And also, at the age of 11, he learned the qiraat sab'a, the seventh different types of qiraat. He mastered them as well. Subhanallah. Amongst his teachers, Maulana Abdul Rashid Kirmani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Subhanallah. So a beautiful thing that even, you know, if you want your children to be something in life, if you want them to be grown up to be, you know, some kind of a scholars of the alim deen, hafiz Quran, then you have to give them that time, you know, so that they study and they become that great hafiz Quran as well. Before we go into his more detail in his life, we've got a beautiful kalam. Let's listen to the kalam. We'll come back and we'll continue with this story, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madina, 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 Madine jaane walo jao jao fi amanillah. Madine jaane walo jao jao fi amanillah. Kabhi to apna bhi lag jayega bistar Madine mein. کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا ہر ہر قدم پہ ہوگی لطف و کرم کی بارش ہر ہر قدم پہ ہوگی لطف و کرم کی بارش جنت سے کم نہیں ہے رستہ میرے نبی کا جنت سے کم نہیں ہے رستہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا
یوں جنتی سفر کا آغاز ہو رہا ہے یوں جنتی سفر کا آغاز ہو رہا ہے
دستے کرم ہے ان پر رکھا میرے نبی کا دستے کرم ہے ان پر رکھا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا
سب حاجیوں کے لب پر ذکر نبی گجاری سب حاجیوں کے لب پر ذکر نبی گجاری
ہے محفل حرم میں چرچا میرے نبی کا ہے محفل حرم میں چرچا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا
پائے نبی کی خوشبو ہے اب بھی ہر گلی میں پائے نبی کی خوشبو ہے اب بھی ہر گلی میں
کتنا مہک رہا ہے مکہ میرے نبی کا کتنا مہک رہا ہے مکہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا
سرکار کی بدولت یہ برکتیں گے ساری سرکار کی بدولت یہ برکتیں گے ساری
ہے اجتماع حج بھی صدقہ میرے نبی کا ہے اجتماع حج بھی صدقہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا
حاصل مجھے بھی ہوگی سب سے بڑی مسرت حاصل مجھے بھی ہوگی سب سے بڑی مسرت
جس دن مجھے بلاوا آیا میرے نبی کا جس دن مجھے بلاوا آیا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا
عشق و ادب میں ڈل کر میرا سلام کہنا عشق و ادب میں ڈل کر میرا سلام کہنا
جس وقت ہو نظر میں روزہ میرے نبی کا جس وقت ہو نظر میں روزہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا
اب کیجئے فریدی رخصت انہیں یہ کہہ کر اب کیجئے فریدی رخصت انہیں یہ کہہ کر
لانا میرے لیے بھی تحفہ میرے نبی کا لانا میرے لیے بھی تحفہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم ماشاء اللہ وہ بیوٹیفل کلام ویلکم بیک two-hour program yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And for those of you who have just joined us, you're better late than never, as they say. So alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla. I've got my cup of green tea, inshallah, azza wa jalla. And we're going to be continuing with our topic. And we're talking about a great wali of his time, Sayyiduna Shaykh Bahauddin Zakariya Multani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, mashallah. His Mazar-e-Pak is in Multan in Pakistan. Alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla. I've been a few times to his mazar, mashallah. We used to have the annual Ijtima of Dawat-e-Islami in Multan Sharif. I've personally been there about 3 times, alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla. It was an amazing Ijtima. Subhanallah, that's why Multan is known as Madinatul Awliya, the city of the saints. And subhanallah, I can remember after the Ijtima, when we left from the grounds of Sahra-e Madina, we went around Multan Sharif, and subhanallah, every street corner, it looked like as if there was a mazar. Beautiful, mashallah. And subhanallah, so much blessings and barakah in that city. May Allah give us all the ability to, you know, visit the mazar of these great people. You know, they're the ones that remember Allah. And now Allah Azza wa Jalla is remembering them through the tilawat of the Quran that people are doing. You know, every mazar that you go to, subhanallah, you'll find people. You know, I've been to Data Darbar, I've been to many mazars in Karachi, many mazars in Gujarat as well. And subhanallah, Azza wa Jalla, you know, the amazing, the atmosphere that you find at the mazars are incredible. Yes, you do find some bad people, but that's not because of the mazar, that's not because of the sahib-e mazar. You know, wherever you find bad people, you just clear them out. You know, so, alhamdulillah, you should visit these mazar-e park to gain blessings as well. So Sheikh Zakariya Multani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was known as a Madarzad Wali. And his family, they migrated to Sindh. Sayyiduna Sheikh Zakariya Multani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, his father passed away when he was about 12 years old. And then his uncle, his chacha, was the one that looked after him and gave him the masnad, the throne of the Khanqah, that he was to the one in line of the successorship. And he was the one that was going to be taking care of that. But Sheikh Zakariya Multani, rahmatullah alayhi, he had so much passion and jazba to learn knowledge that he gave all of that to his uncle, to his chacha, so that he can take care of that khanqa and so that he can go and study the deen of Islam as well. And subhanallah, azza wa jalla, he spent his time, his day and nights studying and became one of the greatest wali and also the greatest scholar of his time as well. Now, one very important thing here we find is that we should give that time and that tarbiyat to our children. We should give them that hosla, you know, that pat on the back, that mashallah, you're doing really good. Nowadays, sadly, what's happening is if children are coming towards the deen, it is the parents, sadly, that are discouraging them from learning about the deen. Anyone who wants to become a scholar, what are you going to be doing that way? What are you going to get when you become a scholar? Go and study the dunya. You can become a scholar later on in your life. You know, but subhanallah, azza wa jalla, you know, if the intention is that, yeah, I want to study my deen as well as the dunya, then fine, alhamdulillah. You know, best of both worlds, as they say. But do not discourage your children if they want to learn the deen. And be part of the deen as well. Alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, today we have Dawat-e-Islami, this beautiful environment of Dawat-e-Islami, which is around the world. Wherever you go, whichever country you go to, you will find the brothers of Dawat-e-Islami. You can be part of the qafila and study, alhamdulillah. We have in Bradford, mashallah, azza wa jalla, very soon, I think in July, first week of July, they're going to have their final year exams. And, you know, subhanallah, if you have a child who's going to leave school at the age of 16, he's going to leave high school, and you don't know what to do, then subhanallah, let me give you an opportunity. Dawat-e-Islami, alhamdulillah, Jamiatul Madina is giving you the opportunity to learn about your deen, to become a scholar of deen. And subhanallah, there is no cost, there is no fees, there is no, you know, even alhamdulillah, we give accommodation, we give food 3 times a day. And you know, even some students that can't afford, we even give them the books as well. You know, we support them in every sense we can, alhamdulillah, so that they can become scholars as well. And nowadays, any person that goes to a university, you will understand that, you know, a 3-year course will land you a £60,000 bill. That's how much you earn. So students do get a student loan to pay for that as well. But subhanAllah, you don't need a student loan to become a scholar of deen. So please make sure that you know your children become alim-e-deen, scholars of the deen as well, inshallah azza wa jal. No, just there's a very beautiful story. It's a story in a sense that we can learn a lesson. A young lad in 1988, you know, became attached to the mahol of Dawat Islami, mashallah. He grown his beard, his imama sharif and everything, alhamdulillah. He joined the Madrasatul Madina, Balighan, and from a modern person to a sunnah inspiring, mashallah, youngster. And then what happened? All of a sudden, his own family members started going against him. What are you doing? What are you studying? You know, you're changing. You know, this is not the way of our family. So ma'azallah, they discouraged him. They discouraged him to such an extent that I'm not going to go right into it. Again, they discouraged him so much that this young lad ended up being a drug addict. And I personally, in my life, have met with a few children, young lads, alhamdulillah, that we try to bring them towards the mahol of Dawat Islami. But what happened? The parents, oh, you know, you go on a kafila, or you go on the kafila, my son is studying, you guys do got nothing else to do, so you can carry on, but don't ever take my child with you, my son. And down the years, about 15 years later, that same parent came to me and said, you know, is it possible you can take my son on the kafila? Because he doesn't listen to us, he doesn't, you know, he was studying, he's left his studies. And ma'azallah, he's on the streets as well. You know, so he had a very bright future, but that bright future was destroyed by his own parents. You know, nowadays too, we're not just earning a livelihood, we're trying to compete with our neighbors, compete with our relatives. And you know, astaghfirullah, sometimes people will go into committing haram, earning haram, just to compete, just to get that best car that they wanted, just to get the house extension, just to get that koti back in Pakistan. And then what they do is they do not spend time giving tarbiyat to their son. And they lose that. And astaghfirullah, many times, nearly every single day we meet with people. And you know, it's some kind of sad stories you listen to and so on. So even the other day I was in an ishtima and a father approached me and he goes, I want my son to go with you on the kafile. He doesn't listen to us anymore. He's 14 years old, but we're fed up with him. We don't know what to do seriously. He's been kicked out of school, you know, and we don't know what to do. And then you ask him the question, did you give time to your son? You know, if you look at the lives of Bahauddin Zakariya Multani, rahmatullahi, how his father natured him, how he gave him time, he gave him that tarbiyat, he gave him that love, he gave him the love of deen. This is what we're missing. We need to give our children the love of deen. And inshallah, that love of deen will bring them towards the deen Islam as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. Now, another beautiful part, so Sheikh Zakariya Multani rahmatullahi, or the beautiful phase of his life is when you become a student, you know, that journey of his ilm-e-deen. And subhanallah, for his ilm-e-deen, he traveled to Khurasan, Iraq and Hijaz-e-Muqaddasa. So he traveled from one place to the other. And he says that he had permission from his uncle, his chacha, who gave him the permission to travel to Khurasan. And subhanallah, azza wa jal, he travel to Khurasan, you know, to learn about the deen. Uske baad Bukhara, he traveled to Bukhara, where he met so many teachers, and then he traveled to Makkatul Mukarrama. And then subhanallah, from there, he traveled to Medina Park, subhanallah, to the Roza of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at that time, Shaykhul Hadith Alama Mawlana Kamaluddin Yamani, rahmatullahi ta'ala, for 53 years was given Darse Hadith. Shaykh Bahauddin Zakariya Multani rahmatullah alayhi, he became his student as well. And mashallah azza wa jal, after that subhanallah, you know, he was given so much effort by his teachers that subhanallah, you know, we know him as we know him today as well. Shaykhul Islam Bahauddin Zakariya Multani rahmatullah alayhi, when he reached to Bukhara and he stayed there for a few while, aap rahmatullah alayhi ki usafi hamida aur akhlaq ke hasna se mutasir hokar aapko Bahauddin Firishta kehkar pukarte the. Any people there would call him Bahauddin Firishta. And then subhanallah azza wa jal, you know, he says that once a person came into the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's bargah, and he says, he asked about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, husni ahlaq, his great character. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read the verse of the Holy Quran, khudil afwa wa'mur bil urfi wa'aridu anil jahileen. Tarjamai Kanzul Iman, ay mahbub, mu'af karna ikhtiyar karo, اور بھلائی کا حکم دو اور جاہلوں سے منہ پھیر لو. And then the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, he says, حسن اخلاق خلق یہ ہے کہ تم قطع تعلق کرنے والے سے صلح رحمی کرو. A part of being a حسن اخلاق you know, showing that great character, is that those people that want to break ties with you, you join them. Jo tumhe mahroom kare, ata karo. Those who deprive you, you give it to them. Aur jo tum par zulm kare, usse muaf kar do. And those who do injustice on you, you forgive them. Three vital lessons the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us here. Do not break relationships. Those who want to break relationships, you don't break relationships. Number two is those who deprive you, you know, do not deprive them. And those who do injustice to you, be good to them. Now, if we can really act upon this, subhanAllah, you know, just imagine how many blessings we will gain as well. We've got another beautiful package. Let's go towards that package. And then we'll come and we'll talk about the Mashayikh Kiram, his Piro Murshid as well, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Dear viewers, let's listen about the generosity and love for prayers of the blessed companions of beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Once Sayyidina Abu Talha Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu was offering prayer in his garden when suddenly a grey-coloured pigeon flew here and there, trying to find out a way of the garden. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu liked this scene and fixed his gaze on it for a moment. As he radiallahu ta'ala anhu turned his attention to prayer back, he could not remember how many units, how many rakats he had offered. So he radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "My wealth," means my garden, "has cast me into tribulation. Therefore," he radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam, and having related the incident, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu humbly said to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alihi wa sallam, that, "O Prophet of Allah, now that garden is sadaqah," subhanallah, "spend it however you wish," subhanallah ta'ala. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alihi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, Azawajal, you are watching our program yesterday, today and tomorrow. And inshaAllah, Azawajal, we'll be talking about the great personality, Sayyidina Shaykh Bahauddin Zakariya Multani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We learnt about his childhood, we learn about his journey into seeking knowledge, that how he traveled from Khurasan to Iraq, to Makkah, to Medina, and many other places to learn his knowledge of the deen. Aap rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, jahan bhi jate, ulama-e mashayikh ki bargah mein hazri dete, aur unki sohbaton se khub mala maal hote. So wherever he would go, and he would find the shuyukh, the, you know, the great scholars, he would go and visit them for blessings and barakah. Baba Fariduddin Masood Ganje Shakar Rahmatullah Alayhi says, "Maine 1380 Mashayikh Kibar ki ziyarat ki, aur Shaykh al-Islam Bahauddin Zakariya Multani ne mujhse bhi zyada mashayikh ki ziyarat ki." So Hazrat Baba Fariduddin Ganje Shakar Rahmatullah Alayhi, another great personality, inshallah we'll talk about his life one day, inshallah. He says that he visited 1380 Mashayikh Kibar, great scholars and great shuyukh. And he says that Zakariya Multani rahmatullah alayhi visited more than me. So you can imagine, you know, sometimes we say, you know, you only need one teacher. What these great scholars, these great awliya, they're not just scholars, they're awliya-i-kiram. Subhanallah. They travel the world, you know, having more than 1380 visiting mashayikh-i-kiram. Subhanallah, that is a blessing. So Shaykh Zakariya Multani rahmatullah alayhi visited more than that as well. Shaykh Bahauddin Zakariya Multani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when he completed his studies, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was now looking for a Piro Murshid, for a spiritual guide who can guide him. Subhanallah. And then he first of all traveled to Baitul Maqdas, the city of the Prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he went there to gain blessings from the Mazarat of the Prophets of Allah. And then he traveled to Baghdad. At that time in Baghdad Sharif, there was a Shaykh Shuyukh, Hazrat Sayyiduna Shaykh Abu Hafs Shahabuddin Umar Siddiqui Sohrawardi Baghdadi Shafi'i Rahmatullah Ali. He was one of the greatest scholars in Baghdad at that time. Shaykh Bahauddin Zakariya Multani Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, he reached there and he saw that the great Shaykh Shahabuddin Sohrawardi Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, he was surrounded by his Murideen and his students. And Hazrat Shahabuddin Umar Sohrawardi Rahmatullah Alayhi, as soon as he saw him, he goes, Baze Safed aa gaya, ye mere silsile ka aftab hoga, yani that person has come, he will be the son of my silsila, aftab, yani the light of my silsila. Aap Rahmatullah Alayhi ne adab se gardan jhuka li, Shaykh Shuyukh ne halka iradat mein dakhil farma liya. So he put his head down and he accepted him in his murid, he became a murid of him. So subhanallah, his pura murshid, he found him in Baghdad Sharif. Shaykh al-Islam Bahauddin Zakariya Multani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he spent a lot of his time with his Shaykh al-Kamil as well. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, he says that Shaykh Shahabuddin Umar Sohrawardi rahmatullahi alayhi, sarkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki daayin janib baat bandhe khade hain. He saw Shaykh Bahauddin Zakariya Multani rahmatullahi alayhi, saw a dream in which he saw his Shaykh sahab standing next to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the right hand with his hand folded. Ek janib rassi par kai khirke latke hue hain. And he says that there are so many things hanging from a rope. Sarkar e do alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he called Bahauddin Zakariya Multani rahmatullahi alayhi. And Shaykh Shahabuddin Umar Sohrawardi rahmatullahi alayhi, and Shaykh Bahauddin usko sarkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki barkah mein pesh kiya. So his own peer and murshid presented him to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Shaykh Shahabuddin Sohrawardi, he said to him, ek khirka lo aur Bahauddin ko pehna do, take one and put it onto Bahauddin Zakariya. Shaykh Shahabuddin, he acted upon this. Subah hote hi Shaykh Shahabuddin Umar Sohrawardi, Shaykh Bahauddin Zakariya ko apne paas bulaya. So early in the morning, now this was a, remember this was all in a dream. Early in the morning he called Zakariya Multani rahmatullahi alayhi, and he says, aap hazir hidmat hue to dekha ke wahi makan aur usi tarah rassi par hirke latke hue, jaise raat khwab mein dekhe the. So whatever the dream Shaykh Zakariya Multani rahmatullahi alayhi saw at night, he saw the exact things hanging in there as well. And Shaykh Shahabuddin Umar Sohrawardi rahmatullahi alayhi, that khirka that he gave to him in the dream, has now presented it to Shaykh Bahauddin Zakariya Multani rahmatullahi alayhi, and he says that this was given to you by the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You know, so this was the great maqam of his Shaykh as well, Shaykh Bahauddin Zakariya Multani rahmatullahi alayhi, Piro Murshid Shaykh Shahabuddin Umar Sohrawardi rahmatullahi alayhi. Now I've had the privilege to visit the Mazar-e-Pak as well a few times, mashallah as well. And subhanallah, you know, when you go to the mazar of these great awliya-i-kiram, because they were the people that spent their days and nights and their times in the remembrance of Allah and subhanallah azza wa jal, and you know, in the worship of Allah azza wa jal. And when these people, you know, when they're buried there, you can even feel the blessing when you go to them as well, subhanallah. Now, a very important note, Shaykh al-Islam Bahauddin Zakariya Multani rahmatullahi alayhi, when he was given the khilafat by his pure murshid, some of the murids and the dervish, bada rashk aya, they were not jealous. Rashk is the opposite of jealousy. So basically, you like something that's happened, but you wish that you had it as well. That's what you call rashk. So you're not thinking bad about that person. That's called rashk. But where you start to think about bad for another person, that's called jealousy. And Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi, 17 days he spent there, and he was given khilafat by his pure murshid. Darveshu ki ye baat Hazrat Shaykh Sayyiduna Shahabuddin Sohrawardi ne apne noor-e-batin se jaan li. So he understood what these murideen were thinking of. And he said to them, murid par lazim hai ke wo murshid ke faisle se ikhtilaaf na kare. That it is important for the murids, for the disciples, whatever their pure murshid decides, not to go against that. اور اپنے دل و دماغ کو اندیشوں کے غبار سے آلود نہ ہونے دے. And do not make your minds and your heart corrupt by thinking of these kind of things as well. تم سب گیلی لکڑی کی مانند ہو جس پر آگ جلدی اثر نہیں کرتی اور اسے جلانے کے لیے شدت محنت درکار ہوتی ہے. So he says that, you know, you're like a stick which is wet and you can't put fire onto that. So therefore, you know, so you need to work really, really hard. جب کہ بہاؤدین سوکھی لکڑی کی طرح تھا. You were the wet stick Bahauddin Zakaria was that, you know, stick that could, that was not wet and it could catch fire straight away. He just needed that fire of love of Allah Azza wa Jal and he would be ignited. Subhanallah. So again, you know, it's a beautiful lesson. And if you are bad with a Pir o Murshid, make sure that you don't talk about your Pir o Murshid in a bad way. Whatever decisions he makes, you know, whoever he chooses as his successor, whoever he gives a zimmedari to, we should not be the ones that talk bad about them or talk in any way or form or shape. Inshallah, we will talk a bit more about another beautiful incident of how we should be as a murid-e-kamil. Yes, you've got a peer-e-kamil. How can you be a murid-e-kamil, a true murid? But we've got, before that, we've got another package. Let's look at that. Inshallah, we'll move forward. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Respected viewers of Madanishal, life is very busy and hectic. Sometimes it is hard to worship at night. And whenever these special nights arrive, the moments arrive, then a person thinks that I want to worship, but due to certain commitments, and workload, it's not easy for me to remain awake. What shall I do? Today, inshallah, we will learn about a deed. If we are able to perform that, we will get the reward of worshipping whole night. Allahu Akbar. Little lead, but great amount of reward. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has been reported to have said in a hadith in Abu Dawud, the person who offered Isha Salah with Jama'at, it is as if he worshipped half of the night, and a person who offers Salatul Fajr with Jama'at, it is as if he has worshipped the whole night. Subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madrishi. This is the beauty of our Deen Islam. If we just offer Salatul Isha with Jama'at and then Salatul Fajr with Jama'at, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us a reward for worshipping whole night. So today, alhamdulillah, we learned a formula. If we want to get the reward of worshipping whole night, what we can do is follow this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't miss Salatul Isha with Jama'at, and then don't miss Salatul Fajr with Jama'at. Especially whenever these special nights like Laylatul Qadr or Laylatul Ja'iza or the Shab-e Bara'at, the night of power and forgiveness, they come. So we should not miss the Jama'at of Salatul Fajr and Salatul Isha. But other than that also, we should make a habit that every day we can earn the reward of worshipping whole night if we catch Isha and Fajr Jama'at. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the tawfiq to act upon and to all of us. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, Azawajal, a very beautiful advice by Rizwan Bhaiya, Alhamdulillah, Azawajal. May Allah Azawajal give me and all of us the ability to take on board these advices and make ourselves a better life, inshallah, in both in this world and in the hereafter as well. Sheikh Bahauddin Zakaria Multani, Rahmatullah Alayhi, we're talking about his beautiful personality. Sheikh Bahauddin Zakaria Multani, Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he returned back to Multan, so after he left Multan for so many years, he was out searching knowledge in Khurasan, Iraq, Makkah, Medina, Baghdad, and all of these areas. And when he came back home, Shaykh al-Islam Bahauddin Zakaria Multani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, when he was in Multan Sharif, he met with the ulama, the Sufiya, and Batore Kinaya Abn ki khidmat mein doodh se bara hua ek piala beja. So they sent a glass of milk. مطلب یہ تھا کہ یہ شہر علماء صوفیہ سے دودھ کے اس پیالے کی طرح بھرا ہوا ہے اور مزید گنجائش نہیں ہے. So basically these scholars, they send him a glass of milk in a sense just to make sure that he understands that we don't need another person here. آپ رحمت اللہ علیہ نے اس پیالے کے اوپر ایک گلاب کا پھول رکھ کر واپس بھیج دیا. So he put a beautiful rose on top of the glass of milk and send it back to them. جس کا مطلب یہ تھا ہم یہاں اس گلاب کی طرح رہیں گے جو کسی پر باری اور تکلیف دے نہ ہوگا, ہاں البتہ خوشبو ضرور دے گا. They said that I won't stay here and be a burden on you. I will be like this flower that gives this beautiful fragrance to everyone. اکابر ملتان آپ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کی اس ادا پر حیران رہ گئے اور آپ کے معتقد ہو گئے. سو یو نو اسمال لٹل تھنگز دا کین چینج اے پرسن. سو رادر دین ہم گیٹنگ اینگری اینڈ سیئنگ دیٹ یو نو ہو ہاؤ ڈیئر یو یو نو یو سے دس ٹو می کم ران ول ہیو اے ڈیبیٹ ول سٹ ڈاؤن ول ٹاک اباؤٹ اٹ یو نو بیوٹیفل یو نو این آنسر فل آف وزڈم. سو ہی اوائڈیڈ یو نو ہیومیلیشن فار دی ادر سائڈ اینڈ سبحان اللہ ود اے بیوٹیفل آنسر ہی میڈ ہز اون نیم ان ملتان شریف از ویل. اینڈ شیخ بہاء الدین زکریا ملتانی نے درویشی کے 70,000 علوم طے کر کے ان پر اپنے عمل کو حد کمال تک پہنچا دیا. 70,000 علومز یو نو الحمد للہ ہی اسٹڈیڈ اور ہی سیز دیٹ علومز وی کڈ سے یو نو اسٹیپس سبحان اللہ اینڈ دین ہی ریچ ٹو دیٹ اسٹیٹس. آپ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کو اتنی روحانی قوت حاصل ہو چکی تھی کہ اگر آسمان کی جانب نظر اٹھاتے تو عظمت عظیم بے حجاب مشاہدہ کرتے. سو ہی کیم ٹو سچ اسپریچل پاور اینڈ وین ہی لکڈ ان ٹو دا اسکائی ہی کڈ سی بیانڈ دا ہیونز از ویل. اور اگر زمین پر نظر کرتے تو تحت سرا تک کی چیزیں دکھائی دیتے. اینڈ وین ہی لکڈ ان ڈاؤن ان ٹو دا ورلڈ ہی کڈ سی ان ٹو دا ڈیپتھ آف دا ورلڈ. بائیں ہما وہ بارہا فرماتے تھے کہ درویشی کا مرتبہ اس سے بھی ارفع اعلیٰ ہے. اگر کہہ ڈالوں تو سننے والوں کا زہرہ آپ یعنی خوف دہشت طاری ہو جائے, یہ تو درویشی کا ادنا درجہ ہے. اللہ اکبر. سو بیسکلی ہی کلائم ٹو دیٹ لیول آف اسپریچوالٹی دیٹ وٹ ایور ہی وانٹڈ ٹو سی ہی کڈ سی دیٹ یو نو. سو ہی ول لک ان ٹو دا اسکائی وے بیانڈ دا ہیونز ان ٹو دا گراؤنڈ اینڈ دین یو نو ہی سیز دیٹ اف آئی ٹولڈ یو دا فل ریالٹی آف واٹ آئی گین people will start to tremble in fear. Hazrat Sheikh Sahab Bahauddin Zakaria Multan Sohrawardi rahmatullah alayh aur Baba Fariduddin Masood Ganje Shakar ki qareebi taluqat the. So they were Bahauddin Zakaria Multani rahmatullah alayh and Baba Fariduddin Ganje Shakar, they had in a close relationship. Ek dusre se mulaqat ke sath sath khat o kitabat ka silsila bhi rehta tha. Allahu akbar. You can imagine these two great scholars and awliya meeting with one another. حضرت بابا فرید الدین گنج شکر رحمۃ اللہ علیہ ہی سیز دیٹ ون ڈے ہی وانٹڈ ٹو رائٹ اے لیٹر ٹو بہاء الدین زکریا ملتانی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ اینڈ ہی سیز دیٹ آئی واز تھنکنگ واٹ ٹائٹل شڈ آئی رائٹ فار ہیم. اتنے میں لوہے محفوظ پر نظر پڑی, وہاں آپ کا لقب شیخ الاسلام لکھا دیکھا. سو ہی گوز دیٹ آئی واز تھنکنگ اوور ٹائٹل ٹو پو بیفور آئی رائٹ دا نیم اینڈ ہی گوز دین آئی لکڈ ان ٹو لوہے محفوظ اینڈ آئی سو اے ٹائٹل شیخ الاسلام. So both of them were, subhanAllah, you know, they were on that pinnacle level of spirituality. SubhanAllah. Bahauddin Zakaria Multani Rahmatullah Ali, قیامت سے مدینہ الاولیاء ملتان شریف میں ایک عظیم روحانی علمی انقلاب برپا ہوا. So, you know, there was, mashallah, azawajal, so much, there was the big انقلاب in Multan Sharif as well. And he started the silsila Sohrawardiya, and the mulk from people from the different parts of the country would come and they would be part of his lectures and they would come and do the ziyarat as well. And just a small time scale, muridu ki tadad Kathiyawar, Punjab, Babul Islam se Delhi tak pahunch gayi. So just in a few, you know, days and weeks or months, he had students from all over, and you know, hundreds would come to gain blessings from him as well. Subhanallah. And he built a masjid where he is, and even now, subhanallah, because of his efforts, Madinatul Awliya Multan, Madinatul Ulum became the city of knowledge. And you know, this is what our great saints do as well. And subhanAllah, his jadwal, his timetable used to be that he used to be always engaged in teaching as well. Subhanallah. And then also, he had built a Jami'a, International Islamic University. He built that as well, subhanAllah. Now, Shaykh Bahaa Uddin Zakaria Multani, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, you know, we've heard about his life. There's so many things that we can learn from him. And my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we need to be getting close to these great people, these great saints of Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, read their lives, read what they did, what we are not doing today. And one of the important things that we learn from his life is the love of knowledge. Ilme deen se mahabbat. Wherever you are, whoever you are, have love for the knowledge of the deen. And inshallah, as well, this love of knowledge of the deen will make you closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, the The love of the wealth of this dunya will take you further and further away from the deen. I know many people that used to work in a factory, but they used to be punctual in their salah. Then they open their business, now forget the salah, they don't even get time to get back home on time. What have we achieved? We've got the dunya, but are we not losing our deen? So please try to focus on your deen, focus on your salah. And inshallah, well, if you have children who are leaving school this year and you know decided what they need to do, bring them to Jamiatul Madina in Bradford, inshallah. We'll educate them and inshallah make them scholars of the deen as well. Allah will bless us all. And for the sake of Shaykh Bahauddin Zakariya Multani, rahmatullahi alayhi, may Allah make us good scholars and good Muslims as well, inshallah. I'll see you next week. Take care of yourselves. Keep watching Madini channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The special favor of Allah, Awliya Allah. The universe is the body and its soul, Awliya Allah.